Because Muslims, or Islam itself, is the last remaining rational religion. And what I mean by rational is not materialist. What I mean by rational is that our text is in line with the aql. As Ibn Taymiyyah wrote and once said, that there is no differentiation, there is no contradiction between the aql and the naql. The intellect and the text itself, meaning the Qur'an and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what we have to do is have a sound aql, a sound intellect, an intellect that is in tune with reality. So what we have to do as Muslims is to stand up to the challenge of the neo-atheists, the Richard Dawkins of the world, the Sam Harris of the world, the Christopher Hitchens of the world, and say, hold on a second, we have a tradition that is very strong. Not only does it revive people's hearts, but it elevates the intellect of man, and it shows very good reasons that the divine exists. And this is what I want to hopefully show you today, so we could have a conversation today, so we could address strong arguments for the existence of Allah, and respond to atheist contentions, respond to the question that the atheists may pose to the Muslim.